But a disease that is sweeping our country.
It's called PULP, P-U-L-P.
So we're off the Lenape Trail.
Woods is good, right?
They are. They're out full force now.
This is Dave Fletcher and
I'm Michael Terry,
and this is the Brew Jersey Podcast. Coming to
11.
Episode 11. Immediately following episode 10, which has been featured recently on the Ale Street News website.
That was right.
A good interview with
those
cats.
That was a great interview.
They were nice. Hopefully we can do that again with them when they recover from the last one we did. That was... And we have to get together with the guys from Hoboken again, too.
I think they want to brew with us.
Well, that hopefully that's in an upcoming episode.
Better sound from this one since it's empty. There you go. Look at that nice pour. This one's for you, Dave.
Gee, thanks. Smells like chocolate.
A little bit of a break there on our cast.
A little break. Now we're just getting our levels right.
Mm. Ooh, that's yummy.
So this will probably be a relatively fast one because the one thing I think we've found that it becomes more of a chore to actually edit these things.
Yeah, especially all the work you put in with the sound beds and Wayne's World sound effects.
Swing.
Those were all good. But hey, we had fun in our last couple of podcasts with the Hoboken Brewing guys and then Ale Street News guys. So lots of educational stuff. It was a lot of fun. But, you know, this one we're going to keep a... Kind of go back to the basics a little bit of how we started this, and it's Dave and I drinking beer and thinking, saying what we think. So tonight, now this is we're gonna do a shout out. There's a moth over here. Anyway, we're gonna do a shout out. Yeah, we're outside, guys. We're gonna do a shout out to the beer discussion beer group that Dave and I both belong to. It's a mostly New Jersey, mostly people from New Jersey. Dave and I belong to a couple of these fun little Facebook groups. It's mostly like beer porn, I guess. You know, a lot of guys showing that they're drinking Treehouse and Industrial Arts and showing that they got all these great cans. The head of that group, Tom. Had a contest, and I think it was about a year ago, right, Dave? This particular contest was about a year ago, right?
Yeah. I think it was your enticement to get me to join the group.
Maybe.
I may not have been a member yet.
You joined the group, and then you won the contest.
Yeah, you were like, you got to join this group so we can both enter to see if we can win this Mexican brunch.
Yeah, from Kane.
Yeah.
So have you had this beer before?
I have never had this.
You've never had it. Okay, so I had it, right around the same time it was on tap. I think I had it in the place in Clifton. I think they had it on tap for a short while, so I had it there. But it's a really good beer. Lots of hints of chocolate, some chili in there, and. Some coffee I taste a lot, and it's just a great beer.
So where does the name come from, Mexican brunch?
Well, I think that has to do with the fact that it's got chili in it, and they have Sunday brunch is another one. So it is a variation of that. I had that too a while back. But, Kane is probably one of the better known New Jersey breweries.
Yeah, this is really good. I mean, it's definitely not for the faint of heart. If you're a kind of a lighter beer drinker, this is this is like drinking the equivalent of a semi-sweet dark chocolate bar with 9.2% alcohol in it.
Yeah, it's nothing to sneeze at.
No, but it's heavy and heady and tasty. So we should tell the story of when we, not only the fact that we won, because the whole plan was that we were going to win and be able to drink this thing, you know, on the podcast, but that we had to drive out to IKEA, a parking
lot. IKEA, and because he lives in Bergen. Tom, the head of the group, lives in Bergen County, so we drove to him.
Yeah,
and we were just driving around the parking lot looking for this guy, and I only knew him from pictures.
And that was a big parking lot, if I remember correctly.
But it definitely looked like a drug deal was going down.
Big time.
Yeah. And when we found him.
And it kind of was. I mean, this is an expensive beer.
Yeah.
We wound up finding him in the other lot. I think we parked in one lot and found him in the other lot.
We spend quite a bit of time looking for him.
And then we made the... the connection and the switcheroo, and if you follow the podcast, there's a photo which we'll probably repost for this.
We'll probably use that as the cover, I think, for this particular episode.
And I think our plan was to meet with him to do the podcast with him, but it just didn't come together.
Yeah, I think. I think the plan now, we are going to do a podcast. I'd like to get Tom and the guy from Fancy Beer Snobs on the cast. I think just both their personalities would, and talking beer with those guys would be kind of fun. We could get a pretty good cast and... get some promotions to those groups and kind of bring the community together, doing our part to do such a thing.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so this podcast unto itself could be kind of a prelude.
I think so.
To that.
Yeah. This is kind of a short cast.
A short cast?
A short cast.
Yeah. I think we should do more short casts, to be honest. It's a lot easier to produce.
We can knock them out faster when they're short casts.
Providing people actually care to hear us on a short cast talking.
I think there's less of an investment when it's a short cast. You're like, oh, look, it's 10 minutes and not an hour. I got 10 minutes to spare. Yeah, this is a good beer, man.
So this has been aging for about a year?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's...
It is a bit smoother than when I had it. I mean, which is kind of typical with the stouts. When they're young, they got a little bit of bite to them, and that kind of over time, flattens out a little bit and goes down a bit smoother.
Yeah, it's very, very dark, just black as night. Very, very light, like paper thin head around the edge to it. I gotta be honest, it's a heavy duty beer. I've had a few sips and I can already kind of feel it. It's not something I wouldn't sit out and drink a giant bottle of a Mexican brunch just to hang out.
No, it's pretty good because it's a little cooler tonight.
Mm.
It's we probably should have left it out a little bit. It's a little, I think it is, it's got a little bit of a chill on it right now. If it was, you know, if we left it out just for a little bit, get it closer to room temperature, and maybe not, you know, not quite, just have a slight cool to it. But I think it's a little too cold right now. But you know, I mean, I like the stouts a little bit warmer there. But yeah. But I'm actually glad, because I think that they had, if I remember correctly, they had some issues with the bottles. There was a lot of talk on it when this thing came out. I think it was some of the bottles, I don't know if they were yeasty or there was something, or they were exploding. It was a year ago. My memory is just terrible. But I do remember that there were talk about some bottles. Like, they were drinkable and what have you. And there was nothing wrong with them as far as, like, they weren't, like, poison or anything like that.
People were actually exploding when they drank
it.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know. I can't remember the exact story, but because, you know, when we were thinking about doing this cast right away when we got the bottle. We just kind of didn't. We had a whole bunch of other ones that we want to do, and this one kind of fell off. And I was like, you know, keeping that story in the back of my head. But yeah, there was some issue with some of the bottles, and I think Kane gave people their money back or something like that. I can't remember what the whole story was. I'm sure someone's going to comment and tell me, like, you know, correct me, whatever it was, because I know I don't have my facts straight right now.
So Cane's from Ocean.
Yeah, they're not too far from Carton.
Okay. And have you been to their
spot?
No,
I've never been to their. I've never actually been to their brewery. We should go there. Maybe next time we can, like, go to Carton and hit up Cane too. I mean, a lot of people do that because they're pretty close to each other.
Yeah,
like Carton and Atlantic Highlands and Cane's in not too far in Ocean.
Now let's check in with Tony Forder with Ale Street News with this month's Ale Street News Report. Take it away, Tony.
Tony Forder here, editor, co-publisher of Ale Street News. Our summer issue is out with a special focus on the Garden State. Did you know there are now over 100 breweries operating in New Jersey? And there's more on the way. Here's some of them. In Bergen County, Hackensack Brewing is expecting a July opening. They're just around the corner from the Elementary. Also, Bolero Snort, a contract brewer for 5 years, has now secured a building in Karlstad and is aiming for a spring 2019 opening. In Passaic County, Clifton will soon welcome Ghost Hawk Brewing. And in Sussex, Sparta's Crow's Brew Pub is working on a production facility in Newton. Montclair Brewing is setting up shop in, yes, Montclair. Wild Bones Brewing is slated for Morristown. Village Brewing for Somerville. And Jersey Cyclone for Somerset. Further south, 3 new breweries are set to open in Gloucester County. Bonesaw Brewing in Glassboro, Neck of the Woods in Pittman, and Westville Brewery in Westville. Camden County welcomes Red, White, and Brew in Audubon. The brewery explosion continues down the Jersey Shore with Red Bank leading the way. Red Tank Brewing is already open, with Ross Brewing and a second location for Princeton's Triumph Brewing on the way. Also in Monmouth County, the Whitechapel Projects will open in Long Branch and Source Brewing in Culls Neck. That's Source as in from the source, not ketchup or soy. Hops on Main will be located in Toms River, Black Horse Brewery in Folsom Township, and Summers Point Brewing in Summers Point. It seems there's brewery opening announcements every week. For the latest, go to njcb.com. But let's not forget about New Jersey's Old Guard breweries who paved the way for craft brewing in the state. Cloverleaf Tavern in Caldwell didn't. For National Craft Beer Week in May, they dedicated taps to 5 of the state's pioneering breweries: Climax, Ramstein, Flying Fish, River Horse, and Cricket Hill. In other Garden State news, the Venerable Ship Inn out on the Delaware in Milford is under new ownership. It is being rebranded as Descendants at the Ship Inn. Go visit operating partner Joe David to see what's cooking on both food and beer menus. Also, South Plainfield has a new bar. Fans of SRI Liquors will be happy to hear that owner Sri Mariata has opened the Blue Fox Craft Beer Bar next door to his store in the Middlesex Mall on Hadley Road. 30 taps of craft beer, all at $4.99 a pint, growlers and crowlers, and draft wine also. Oh yes, there's Indian food and karaoke as well. For more news on the East Coast brewing scene, visit alestreetnews.com. Cheers!
Are you driving late in New Jersey down Ridge Road, somewhere between Verona and Cedar Grove? Do you spot two guys with way too much beer and too much equipment recording a podcast? Well, you've found Mike Autary and Dave Fletcher, the hosts of Brew Jersey.
I haven't been able to make it out to any of the brew fests. In fact, Brew at the Zoo, I think, is on the on the horizon. I don't know if I'm going to make it to that either, but that's a good one.
You got all these kids and everything like that make things difficult. People get married.
Yeah. I guess we can't forget the, in addition to the chocolate, the coffee notes in this too.
Yeah.
We don't want anyone to remind us that we forgot the,
I thought I mentioned that.
Did you?
Yeah, I think so. But it's good to mention it again.
Yeah, sure. So what are some other beers that Kane produces? Do you know?
Head High is probably the most popular. That's kind of their flagship IPA.
Is it an Imperial?
I think it's a double.
If you had to rate this Mexican brunch,
I think I did rate it
on
Untapped. I think I did. I think I gave it like a 4.5 or 4.75, something like that.
What would you give this particular bottle that's aged a year?
Probably give it 4.75.
Same thing.
Yeah. I'd probably give the other one a 4.5. I don't remember.
Okay. So it's
maybe
like,
I give it a 5. I don't know.
It's 0.1 better.
Maybe. Now. They don't let me like hone it down to like I have to put it at least a quarter of a point.
You can't get to 100th increments.
I can't get that.
It gets so sticky down.
Trail. I feel like it's either early spring or early fall or late fall. Right.
Yeah,
now,
summer
actually.
Just can't really kick in, can it?
No, it has. Summer is nowhere to be found right now in the Lenape Trail area of between Cedar Grove and Verona.
It's actually like the days have been pretty nice.
But I think it's actually making this particular beer a little more enjoyable. Like the temperature right now,
right?
A little slight
if it was
breeze.
Too hot, this would not.
No,
yeah.
This would be like drinking a carton of milk.
Yeah.
on a hot day, walking.
You don't like to do that?
No. Walking down the street with a carton of milk, just keeping yourself refreshed.
Right. that wouldn't be my. Ideal beverage.
I think I'm referencing a scene from Anchorman, the movie, with Will Ferrell.
It's been quite a while since I've seen that movie.
It's so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
Yeah, he's walking. He's at a low point in his career, and he's walking down the down.
Is this when he's walking over the bridge?
No, no, that's when Jack Black kills his dog.
Kills his dog.
Or we think he kills the dog.
Didn't he punt it into the river or something like that? Hmm? Didn't Jack Black punt it into the river?
He does, but the dog returns.
Well, guess what? Now this is happening.
Excuse me. What are you doing?
That's how I roll.
Right.
No, he's at a low point. I think it's after the dog gets punted that he's walking down the streets of L.A. with a beard and, you know, he's unkempt and drinking a carton of milk, you know, crying, you know, why is he drinking a carton of milk? He's like, it's 90 degrees.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So basically what you're saying this beer on a hot day would be, you'd feel like Will Ferrell drinking a carton of milk.
It would be unpleasant, I'm afraid. Because to be fair, I don't like coffee infused, you know, coffee and chocolate stouts when they're ice cold like they are right now, like you were saying before.
Right.
I like them a little more at room temperature.
Right.
It's not meant to be a refreshing beer.
No.
It's meant to be a
savory.
Like a cool day, even a, dare I say, like a Christmassy time of the year kind of.
I'm worried beer. A moth is going to go into my beer.
Yeah, you'll kill it if it goes in there.
Yeah, I know, and that'd be unfortunate.
The moth will die happy, though.
No, I know. Well, yeah, that'd be unfortunate. I'd still drink the beer. I'd just have to take the moth out. That's not going to stop me.
The alcohol would kill the moth.
Yeah.
And the moth's germs. Are moths germy?
I don't know. I don't really care.
It's possible.
Turn into Mothra.
Are moths known as germ-carrying creatures?
Maybe?
Can you catch something from a moth?
I think they just ruin your clothes.
Oh, the leaden window opens. I jumped over the dancing candle flame. And the first moths of summer suicidal came. Oh, suicidal came, and the new breeze chattered.
Well, that was 18 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair amount of time.
I think you have enough to work with here.
Yeah.
Sign it off.
And we saw the powdered wings.
Tell us what you think. Go to Twitter and Instagram at BrewJerseyCast.
You buzzed?